Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're looking at a local story, and this one's right here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena.
Okay.
So this one really gets you thinking about, you know, those disagreements you have with your neighbors.
Yay.
All that stuff, individual rights and community standards. How do we manage that?
Oh, yeah.
You know? So what are we diving into today? Well, we've got this YouTube video called Neighbors and Pasadena City Officials Sue Family for Struggling to Care for Mom with Dementia.
Wow.
And it's from the channel SA Houston Pasadena TX. And this video, it's got accusations of harassment.
Oh, boy.
It's got conflicting views on, like, what even is a nuisance, you know?
Right.
And it's got some really emotional moments that they caught on camera.
Oh, wow.
So right at the center of this whole thing is this resident named Steve.
Okay.
He's been modifying his house so he can better care for his mother who has dementia. And, you know, as you can imagine, these modifications, they're really important. They're crucial for creating a safe and supportive environment.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, the video shows, they also become, like, a major point of contention with his neighbors.
Yeah.
So many families in our area and across the country are dealing with the challenges of dementia caregiving.
Yeah.
And, you know, creating that comfortable and accessible home environment essential. But sometimes it can lead to conflict.
Right.
Especially when neighborhood regulations come into play.
Absolutely.
Right. And speaking of conflict, that's where Ralph enters the picture.
Okay.
He is the president of the Fairmont Estates Neighborhood Association.
Right.
And he believes that Steve's modifications are violating the neighborhood's deed restrictions. So for those who aren't familiar with deed restrictions,
right,
they're basically like rules. They're set forth in your property deed that just say, like, this is what you can and cannot do with your property.
Right.
And these are particularly common in planned communities like Fairmont Estates.
Yeah.
So, you know, a common example you might see is, like, you know, a limit on the number of pets allowed. Or even, like, you know, the types of vehicles or boats you can park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But their aim is to kind of maintain a certain look, mm-hmm, you know, a certain standard in the community.
Yeah.
But as you can imagine, enforcing those restrictions, it can be tricky.
It can be, yeah.
And sometimes it really just boils down to interpretation.
Yeah.
And in this case, the interpretation is definitely causing quite a stir.
Right, right.
The video gives specific examples of these alleged violations.
Yeah.
So we've got Steve's carport.
Okay.
A garage conversion that he made, and even just the addition itself.
Oh, wow.
They're calling all of that into question.
So that brings us to, you know, that crux of the issue, the legality.
Yeah.
And enforceability of deed restrictions, especially here in Texas.
Yeah.
So, you know, these restrictions are generally considered legally binding contracts.
Okay.
But determining whether a specific modification actually violates them,
right,
it can get really tricky. It can become a battle of perspectives.
Mm.
And unfortunately, in Steve's case, it's sparked a lot of tension.
Yeah. And, you know, this is where it gets really interesting. We've got this conflict and, wow, it escalates quickly.
Oh, really?
The video shows neighbors calling the police on Steve.
Oh, wow.
Accusations of harassment are just going back and forth.
Yeah.
You even see the city council members getting pulled into the mix.
Wow.
And it really makes you think, like, wow, how can these disputes get so out of control?
Absolutely. Well, legally speaking, harassment and nuisance have very specific definitions.
Right.
But what's interesting is the video highlights, like, that gap that can exist,
yeah,
between those legal definitions and the lived experiences of the people.
Right.
Right. So one person's nuisance, like loud music,
mm-hmm,
could be another person's, like, absolute necessity.
Yeah.
Especially in a case like Steve's where he might need to run a generator.
Yeah.
You know, for medical equipment and that, yeah, sort of thing.
And the emotional toll of this conflict is really evident.
Yeah. You can just feel it. Especially for one of Steve's neighbors, Becky Coronado.
Yeah.
There's this really heartbreaking clip of Becky. She's breaking down. She's crying.
Mm.
And she's just expressing how scared she is of Steve.
Oh, wow.
Imagine feeling unsafe in your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, these situations, they can really just erode trust.
Mm-hmm.
They can create this constant sense of anxiety.
Absolutely.
And it raises this important question. How do we as a community,
yeah,
how do we effectively address these disputes and resolve them, mm, before they get to this critical point?
Absolutely.
Are there things we can do to prevent them,
yeah,
from escalating into these conflicts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Totally. You know, what strikes me about this is that it kind of reflects, like, a larger trend that,
yeah,
we're seeing in, mm, communities. I mean, all over, but including right here in Pasadena.
Yeah.
You know, with rising housing costs, aging population,
right.
more and more families are finding themselves in these multi-generational living situations.
Right.
And that brings up like all these questions about,
yeah.
you know, how our communities adapt to those changing demographics and those
yeah.
needs.
It's like this small scale conflict is really a microcosm.
It is.
Of those larger societal shifts that are happening sure. all around us.
Yeah.
You know? And although the video doesn't explicitly say there are any lawsuits,
right.
it's very clear that things are tense.
Oh,
you know, we see police officers showing up multiple times.
Wow.
You know, trying to mediate mm-hmm. between Steve and his very frustrated neighbors.
That's a crucial point, though.
Yeah.
Because it just shows how easily these disputes can turn into legal battles.
Right.
You know, just consuming valuable resources.
Yeah.
Law enforcement, the court system.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, are those systems effective at all?
Right.
Or are they just making it worse?
Yeah, it seems like there should be more humane and less, you know,
yes.
adversarial ways
yes.
to handle these disagreements.
Absolutely.
Especially when it involves something like caring for a family member with dementia.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Another layer to all of this is the role of media.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
In shaping public perception.
Mm-hmm.
And the YouTube video itself, I mean, that's media. Right.
Exactly. This is a prime example of citizen journalism, right?
Right.
It's highlighting how people are using these platforms,
yeah.
YouTube, to document these events, share their perspective,
yeah.
often bypassing those traditional media outlets.
Right.
And it brings up these questions about the influence of social media,
yeah.
you know, in amplifying those conflicts and shaping that public discourse.
It's a good reminder for us to really be mindful
yes.
of the source and potential biases
right.
that are there when we're looking at stuff online,
yeah.
especially when it comes to, you know, these charged situations.
For sure.
And speaking of perspective,
yeah,
it's very obvious that this conflict has really divided the Pasadena community.
It has.
On the one hand, you have folks who are very empathetic with Steve.
Right.
They support him.
Yeah.
They see him as someone just trying to do the right thing
mm-hmm.
in this very difficult situation.
Right.
But then you also have those who are more aligned with the Nader's concerns.
Right.
Who believe that his actions have gone too far.
Right.
And it's disrupted the community.
And this division is, you know, that's what makes these situations so tough,
yeah.
you know, to resolve.
Right.
It really underscores how important it is to find that common ground
mm.
and build those bridges of understanding,
yeah.
even when our perspectives are so different.
Right.
It reminds us that communication,
yeah.
active listening,
mm.
and really a genuine willingness to see things from someone else's point of view
yeah.
are just absolutely crucial.
Right.
For a harmonious community.
It makes you think about what steps we can take as individuals,
right.
as a community, to prevent these from even happening in the
mm-hmm.
first place.
Mm-hmm.
Could community mediation play a role?
My.
Would more open and frequent communication between neighbors
yeah.
just help de-escalate things
right.
before it gets to this, you know, boiling point?
I think those are valuable avenues to explore.
Yeah.
We often underestimate the power of proactive measures,
mm-hmm.
you know, to foster those positive relationships.
Right.
Imagine if we had like more opportunities for dialogue
yeah.
and conflict resolution training, mm-hmm. like, you know, more neighborhood meetings where
right.
we could talk about our concerns, right. workshops on communication skills.
Right.
Or even just like casual gatherings,
yeah.
you know, just to build rapport and understanding.
Really?
These efforts go a long way
yeah,
towards
yeah.
creating that more cohesive and supportive environment
right.
for
right.
everybody.
I love that shifting the focus from confrontation
mm-hmm.
to collaboration,
mm.
right?
Yeah.
It's not us versus them,
mm-hmm.
but what if we look for that common ground and those solutions
yes.
that could work for everybody? One of the most powerful parts of this video
mm-hmm.
is that raw emotion.
Yeah.
You know, we see Steve expressing frustration, pleading for understanding.
Mm.
We hear his neighbors, their fears, their anxieties.
Mm.
And probably the most poignant
mm.
is Becky Coronado breaking down in tears.
Right.
As she describes just feeling unsafe in her own home.
Yeah.
It's this stark reminder that this isn't about, you know, rules and regs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about real people.
Right.
And their very real emotions.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get caught up in those legal arguments.
Yeah.
But, you know, this video makes us see the human toll.
Right.
That these things take on yeah. everybody.
Yeah.
You know, these are our neighbors, our community yeah. members.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's right or wrong, everybody is impacted by the stress and negativity that these conflicts bring. Mm. It's a really powerful reminder that empathy and compassion mm-hmm. are essential, even when we disagree. You know, it's interesting
yeah.
because we've heard the accusations, the emotional toll, the legal stuff mm. surrounding these kinds of disputes.
Right.
But now it's like, what can we as residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena,
yeah.
what can we take away from this?
Right. What are those big lessons?
Yeah.
What can we apply to our own lives?
Right.
Our community?
So it's the big question. Steve's story, it really brings to light mm-hmm. this challenge that so many places face.
Yeah.
Finding that balance.
Right.
Individual needs, community expectations.
Right.
How do we as a community create space for all those different needs?
Yeah.
Aging residents, families with challenges, people adapting their homes.
Right.
While still, you know, upholding the standards of the neighborhood.
Right. It's a tough one.
It really is.
No easy answers.
It's like this conflict in Pasadena. It's almost like a mirror reflecting these big conversations
yeah.
about inclusion, accessibility.
All across the country. You know,
exactly.
The evolving nature of our communities.
Precisely. And while there's no one-size-fits-all solution,
right.
this story really encourages us to think about our own assumptions.
Yeah.
Like, what do we consider a nuisance?
Yeah.
Could there be more to the story?
Mm-hmm.
Are we judging too quickly?
Yeah.
Or do we try to understand?
That's a great point.
Communication, it's key.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe instead of calling the police
yeah.
or filing a complaint, we just talk, you mm-hmm. know, try to see things from their side.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by what you learn.
I like that a lot.
What's really fascinating to me is the potential
yeah.
for positive action that comes out of this.
Right.
Think mm-hmm. about like your neighborhood groups.
Mm.
Are there ways to address concerns?
Yeah.
Could you advocate for resources
right.
to help seniors or people needing home modifications?
Yeah.
Could you be that voice for understanding in your community?
You're so right.
You know, this isn't just about watching a drama unfold.
It's not.
It's about thinking and acting locally.
It is.
Even small things can make a difference.
Yeah.
They can help create a better community for everyone.
It's a call to action.
It is.
So here's a final thought.
Okay.
Imagine if Steve's story
yeah.
spark some real change
right.
in Pasadena.
Yeah.
What if it led to better guidelines,
mm-hmm.
more resources for caregivers,
yeah.
even just more open communication?
Right.
That's the power of these stories.
It is.
To be catalysts for change.
Exactly.
That's what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Absolutely.
Think and Act Locally is a podcast empowering residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas to improve their lives and community. We serve this Southeast Houston area with actionable information for local impact. If you find value in our show, please support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Link in show notes.